Hello everyone, I'm Noah and I'm going to be talking about Chico Buarque and Bossa Nova. A little bit about Chico Buarque, his actual full name was Francisco Barca de Holland, but people or the musicians like to call him Chico Buarque. He was born on June 19th of 1994 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. He moved around to a lot of places. He just didn't stay in one space. He loved to move around, and he went to a couple of places, such as obviously Rio de Janeiro, where he was born, São Paulo, and Rome. A lot of people assumed and thought that he was intellectually gifted, just because his father was a historian, a socialist, a journalist. He was very well known. But also his mother was a painter / paintist, and she was known for that. But also his siblings were also in movies, films, writing music. They were very overall intellectually gifted in the family. It was great. He went to the University of São Paulo and studied architect, but that didn't happen for very long. He eventually stopped going to class, people say, and he was not studying. He was not taking it seriously, so eventually dropped out. Then he started to write music. He found his love for music through Bossa Nova, a composition of Tom Bohem and Jo Gilberto. In 1960, he performed a song as a singer and guitarist, but then his public debut was as a musician in 1964. He gained reputation through festivals, television, stuff like that. He also had his first hit song called A Banda in 1966. Most artists didn't really like him because they thought his music style was very overly conservative, and that's why overall people didn't. Other musicians and artists did not like his music. Most of his music was censored by the government because it didn't follow what the government believed in, and it kind of went against them, and he kind of called them out a little bit. His song Roda Viva, or Live Circle, was one of the ones that got censored by the government because they didn't believe what it said, and it kind of wasn't what they believed in, I guess you could say. He then, after all this happened, he left Brazil in 1969. Then he came back in the 1970s. He wrote a song called Tanto Amor, released in 1978, which translates to So Much Sea, in honor of the Portuguese Revolution. This is a little song that I will show you guys. It's one of my favorites. Like I said, it's Tanto Amor, and he wrote it for the Carnation Revolution. Festa pá, fiquei contente, ainda guardo renitente velho cravo para mim. Já murcharam tua festa pá, mas certamente esqueceram uma semente em algum canto de jardim. Sei que há léguas a nos separar, tanto mar, tanto mar. Sei também quanto é preciso para navegar, navegar. Canta a primavera. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs by him. So a little bit about the Carnation Revolution. It happened in April 25th, 1974. The all behind it was was the end of the colonization in Africa and the light of Brazil Portugal roar. The officers would overturn the dictatorship and gunshots were not fired. With this song, he was bringing up the physical distance, but the situation also between Brazil and Portugal. In his lyrics, he sang, "How do we love to join the party?" and asked to save him a carnation and send over rosemary so he could feel closer The government didn't like this song and censored his name and song overall forever. He changed his name eventually to Julio Dalade, and finished his career off as a singer and wrote, started writing films. His music was important to society because it honored the Carnation Revolution. It went against the government, allowed artists to have an example to how it's okay to go against government, and it showed people how we were feeling during the Carnation Revolution. But I loved his music overall, and he was a good bossa nova artist.